This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi visited Sudan on Saturday for the first time since the overthrow of former President Omar al-Bashir. The visit comes as the neighbors push to break a diplomatic deadlock over a giant dam being built by Ethiopia. Sisi was also due to discuss Red Sea security and developments on Sudan's borders during his visit to Khartoum, Egypt's presidency said in a statement. Sudan faces security challenges, including an increase in violence in western Darfur and recent armed skirmishes in a disputed area on its border with Ethiopia. Both Egypt and Sudan lie downstream from the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, which Addis Ababa says is crucial to its economic development, and Ethiopia is moving forward with plans for the dam. Khartoum fears flooding from it, and Egypt doesn't want its own water supply to be affected. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan won a vote of confidence from Parliament on Saturday in a session marked by opposition boycott and protest. Khan was able to secure 178 votes against the 172 required to win confidence, the Speaker of the House announced. Khan had himself volunteered to seek Parliament's confidence after the government's finance minister lost a high-profile Senate seat election earlier in the week. And Pope Francis arrived at the home of Iraq's top Shiite Muslim cleric in southern Iraq on Saturday for the first ever such meeting between the leaders of Roman Catholicism and Shiite Islam. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Security forces in Myanmar on Saturday once again used force to disperse anti-coup protesters a day after the UN Special Envoy urged the Security Council to act to quell junta violence that this week left about 50 peaceful demonstrators dead and scores injured. Fresh protests were reported Saturday morning in the country's largest city, Yangon, where stun grenades and tear gas were used against protesters. On Wednesday, 18 people were reportedly killed there. In one part of the city, anti-coup protesters held a standoff with security forces. Video from the scene showed the demonstrators using fire extinguishers to cover their movements whenever they retreated from their positions as the security forces tried to advance. Voting began in Ivory Coast's legislative election on Saturday, with President Alassane Ouattara's allies facing a combined challenge from opposition parties led by two of his predecessors. The polls come only months after the president won a third term in an election marred by unrest that killed at least 85 people. It was the country's worst violence since a 2010-2011 civil war. After boycotting the presidential election in protest at the president's decision to seek a third term, the parties of two former presidents are fielding parliamentary candidates on a joint list. Clear control of parliament by Ouattara's party would strengthen his hand to pursue an agenda based on attracting investment to the world's top cocoa producer. Ivory Coast has been one of the world's fastest growing economies in recent years. Final election results are due on Sunday. U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled support to replace decades-old authorizations for the use of military force in the Middle East, a little more than a week after he relied on those authorizations to carry out a retaliatory airstrike in eastern Syria. The Biden administration announced its position after a bipartisan bill was introduced earlier this week that would repeal the 1991 and 2002 authorizations that presidents from both parties have repeatedly used for legal justification to carry out strikes. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden was committed to working with Congress to replace the authorizations with a more narrow and specific framework. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.